Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things. And suddenly the church girl I was originally. And didn't see the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But that's not a whole
I'm different.
They don't on my sins, cause without you I'm nobody at all. No. Gotta love revival, cause we'll be at church all week.
They don't know.
You didn't have to die, but you did it just for me.
They don't know.
How I love your name, it gives me victory.
They don't know.
Now I got a new song to sing. Life you came and how it's such a trip.
They don't know.
How you took a messed up brother like me, then flipped the script.
They don't know.
They don't know me like you. They don't know me like you. And wife, you can't even say that, but we still cool.
They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Why I got down on my knees when I ask no peace?
They don't know.
Send me from my sins, cause without you I'm nobody.
They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Why I got down on my knees when I ask no peace?
They don't know.
Send me from my sins, cause without you I'm nobody. They don't know.
Hope you know now, after what he's done for me, I can't come down.
Know.
I go back like a bad habit, even though it felt good, I won't have it. Matter of fact, you need to try too, cause if you're doing the same thing with no getting better, try something new.
They don't know.
Cause they don't know, better places, they can go.
They don't know.
And heaven's what I'm talking about, when they hear well done, when it's all done.
Know.
That's why I gotta be about it, cause I know the other place ain't fun,
they don't
nah.
Know.
And what I know now, you've been too good to me for me to look back. I got my back to the wind and I'm going, and that's a fact.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't. They don't know. They don't know. Why I got down on my knees when I ask no peace.
They don't know.
Send me from my sins, cause without you I'm nobody.
Five-year-old Aaron Shannon Jr. was showing off his Spider-Man Halloween costume in the backyard of his South Los Angeles home when violence broke out. At least two men came up and opened fire, hitting the little boy. Aaron died the next night at Harbor UCLA Medical Center.
Hey, man, I really don't know why I got so much, why there's so much animosity between us, man. It's just...
I guess my eyes can keep a secret, trying to keep my thoughts decent, but I'm frowning for no reason. My mama said I better love you, but the hood you claim is stopping me. But obviously that ain't the reason, none of us own no property. Trying to blame it on them colors that you got on, but man, that's the same shirt my baby brother got on. Can't be tripping, blood and crippin', the two ain't really much different. We recognize that, different the Rodney King decision. The street life only give us three strikes, or an IG stripe. Telling me I need Christ, so I better think twice. Figure that after reading the scriptures, seeing the blade, picture the grave diggers, that at least I feel myself a nigga. Before them coppers came, you told me not to bang, but I had that boxing game and knew how to cock that thing. Got the fame, now here come them locking chains, and I heard the homies dropping names, been a whole lot of change.
My
sister, I know I'm supposed to lead the community, but as you can see, it really ain't much unity. And the things you do to me ain't excusing me from the abuse you see. I dismiss you, but I guess it's just a youth in me. I know my music be exclusively aimed at your eulogy, but I bump because my hometown cool to me. Never told you to compliment each other beautifully. Said I choose to act so foolishly. We used to be king plus queen wearing jewelry. Now we divided, and plus I'm scared that you're choosing me for you to see the truth in me. Understand, you have the power to positively influence me. You're ruining me, the truancy. I'm spilling in my spirit is new to me. This African soil, we've been together like you flew to me, and usually you're choosing me. Now you're cool to me, and things are changing. Now it seems you're overruling me. Looking in the mirror, see the picture clearer, hurting my eyes. Eye contact with myself, hurting my pride. Always wonder why I'm born to die. Why my brother gotta be murderized with mother instead of a hurting eyes and burning crime. I built a country, but I'm treated as half a man. Whether be called nigger, then be called an African. Laughing when a joke is made by my own kind. Have to win, but secondary in my own mind. Been colored, Negro, African, American, but got the only name I believe. So I carry it, refuse to bury it. No.
Stop standing in the mirror. Vision looking at me getting clearer. Times I don't like what I see. No, no. Oh, don't stop working on me. Even if I fall to my knees, that's what it takes me to see, Lord. But I made mistakes and I'm not ashamed. Cause your love for me remains the same. And I see it every time that you mold me. Chastise and even when you scold me. But I need it. By your grace, I can honestly say,
my God knows.
Know what's best for me.
Yep.
Birds in my eyes can see. So don't stop building me. Oh, cause I made mistakes, but I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
Cause your love for me remains the same. And I see it every time that you mold me. Chastise and even when you scold me. Oh, it may hurt for now. Work it all for your good. Yeah. I need it, yeah. Oh, yeah. Best for me, further than eyes can see.
Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Knight's Lyrical Forte, and make sure you tune in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Knight, and we're also streaming on Facebook Live. We're having to do it a little bit different because of technical difficulties, but you can still catch us there on Facebook Live, so make sure you share and let other people know as well. We have an open mic format, so if you would like to do a poem, poetry, a song, whatever the case may be, a rap. We just ask that you keep it clean and decent and in order here on Mike Nights. But again, call in 646-668-8072 and you can share as well. Or if you're on Facebook Live, I can pull you up that way as well and get it through the microphone so people can hear it online as well. But we're going to get things going, man. We're going to start with our Black Facts for today. On November the 14th in 1960, the U.S. Marshals and parents escorted four Black girls to two New Orleans schools in 1960 on this day. In 1934, William Lee Dawson, Symphony No. 1 Negro Folk Symphony, was the first symphony on the Black folks thing by a Black composer to perform by a major orchestra. On this day in 1915, the death of Booker T. Washington, who was 59, an educator and organizer in Tuskegee, Alabama. Again, he passed away. And on this day in 1839, the Liberty Party, the U.S. first anti-slavery party, convened in New York City. And those are your Black facts for today. When I get back, man, we're going to talk about some things that have been going on. I know, especially if you're in the Alabama area, you know about some things that have been going on with this senator race, the Senate race and things like that. But I don't really want to talk about the race. I just want to talk about the issue that it is at hand that people have been discussing, which is sexual assault, which has been going on not just now, but has been going on for a while. You know, with the recent things with Harvey Weinstein, to Bill Cosby, things like that. And just, man, I think it's just a time to educate and address some situations, some issues that you may or may not be aware of. So, again, man, if you would like to come through, share a piece, or get in on the discussion, or if you would like to talk about a certain issue or topic, as well as you know, college football is going on. I'm a big college football fan. So anything you would like to discuss and talk about, make sure you come through. Again, we're on Facebook Live, and you can call in at 646-668-8072. And we actually have a call on the line. I'm going to go to this caller first before we go to anything. The last four digits of 8217, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Lyrical Forte? This is Jenny Winborn, man.
What's going on, man?
I'm blessed, man. Highly favored as always, man. I've been definitely missing your show in the last couple of weeks, but I've definitely been staying tuned in your archives, man. And keep up the good work, man. You're doing God's glory, man. You're doing an amazing, awesome job for your show as always, man.
Man, I appreciate that, and definitely shout out to you, man, for the work that you're doing, and definitely want you to let people know about the movement that's going
definitely,
on, literally, the movement.
It's December 2nd, y'all, so who all's listening. I have a pretty much like a blessed, talented of performers, speakers, yourself, of course, Mr. Erica Forte, the Stand the Truth, Lisa Wincross, Anthony Clearwell, Brandon Hall, just got a confirmation from a good gospel singer, man, who's a friend of mine and of many people also, Miss Loretta Jones, who can be blessing us. It's going to be a movie because I'm a Black History man, can be done 365, and we have a negative aspect looked upon at Black Americans right now, especially from Colin Kaepernick, from NFL to entertainment. It's time for somebody to step up as a group, and one, and the unity for one, and through hope and faith of God, of course, man, we're going to make this thing happen. This is not going to be the first time we're going to do the movement. I'm hoping and praying that this movement can branch out to other venues in the near future, but somebody got to start somewhere, and God put this in my mind 3 years ago, and I was blessed to be able to get the whole people I worked with in the past, recently, man, who's got gears and talents, man. And it's time, I thought it's time for us to unify, let people know, and these young kids know that we have talent here in Gaston. And the movement definitely going to be something we're going to be looking forward to. It's been a blessing, man. Like I said, it's been surreal. Y'all can also check us out on Facebook and everything. I've had a lot of people into it also. Y'all can tag and share. It's going to be a free update, free admission. at the Mason Baptist Church, Pastor Jetty Robinson Jr. is pastor. 1115 Texas Avenue, Gas and the Bapa, man. It's 7 o'clock at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., man. Hope y'all can come out and join in. That's all I want to do, announce that, man. So, man, and like I said, I'll definitely keep y'all tuning in for more of the next couple weeks from now.
Man, most definitely. Please do. And will you just, you know, let everybody know what's your ultimate goal with this? What is your vision with the movement?
The movement, for one, a lot of African studies are not being taught in the school system, sadly, throughout this country, not only in Gas, Alabama.
Yeah.
But one of my main articles, the one who trying to get the right government funding or who donations to hopefully, or one by the grace of God, to get the proper funding to start getting set up in different, like, African Gas, the library, the East Gatton Community Center, to the Great Heritage, to help African American studies that are not offered in the system, to another outreach to also attract people to get them more involved for the community, the Black community, also, especially. And to give them more of a positive look amongst other people throughout other cities and other, especially nationalities and races. And also not definitely not last, to try to come over to church to get them more involved, that the church is not only going to support something that, you know, it's not going to be a gimmick. The movement is not a gimmick. It's not to trying to get into people's pockets. It's not trying to educate them to know that you are important, that has an African-American child or has a man or woman, African-American man, because we always criticize day by day. And the movement, yep, like I said, is going to be something that I'm not going to stop until, like I was saying, that this song says, I'm going to the Lord until I die. This time I'm going to hope I can move on to the next generation to my kids, man. Dr. King had a dream. Malcolm X had visions of something about revolution. It's time that someone is to put to the plate. And with the right unity of people, the right group of people, we can all be a part of the movement, because we all have gifts and talent that we can utilize together. And if you can imagine the movement of people getting together as one and being serious about it, for one, giving God honor and glory, because he's the one brought me these ideas about the movement, we can definitely make a positive impact throughout this community, not here only in Gaston, Alabama, to other cities, to hope they want to affect other people. And I hope the movement, like I said, it's been in my heart for 2 years, and then God said, Jamie, it's time for you to not just talk about the movement through your performance. It's time to actual work. So I ask God, out of the movement, to move me out of the way and let him have his words. Whatever vision that he had me to do, I want to follow his will through this movement. I'm not doing it, like I said, for no kind of propaganda. I'm doing it to acknowledge God, those are the gifts and talents that he bestowed upon me and other people who've been involved in his first program and others I have talked to recently also for future events. But as long as the more I believe this first event will be definitely going to be an outlook for him, that everybody's going to be like, this is interesting, because I'm hoping to remove, like I said, branch off to help studies for kids and young adults who don't know history of Gas and history of African Americans, period, you know. So it's time to let them know that we are educated, we are talented, we are bred people. We're not just looked upon as killers, looked upon as thugs and drug dealers. We are a talented race, a bred race, that it's time to let them know what we have in our hearts and minds, man.
Right, man. Again, definitely appreciate what you're doing, and definitely kudos to you and all that you do and all the good people that you have a part of this as well. And I definitely appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this as well, because I do believe in what you're doing, man. And just let everybody know again, you know, how they can find out more information about the movement.
You can also follow anybody who's on that fire on my page, Jamie Winborn, the Poetic Flow Rider. I have the profile picture of the movement with the everybody who's been involved and everybody pretty much on that page. I've tagged it also. You can like and share. If you want to even be, I have an open slot also for anybody who want to be a part of this. Come speak on experiences as a Black person throughout everyday community, at the job, workplace, how to get through situations, as you know, things. So I have an open forum, platform for that event also. Like I said, look on my page. Look on your page also. Look for Chase, Quentin Raglan, Lady Lindcroft. I'm just hoping that y'all want to get involved in the movement. I have also other future plans to sort of like a young youth group to also be a part of this movement. But like I said, as long as God put in my vision, I'm going to do it, you know, according to his will, by his order. I'm not trying to really rush it. It's my first real event to do by myself, to really put the guy in production, on the Florida production, of course. But
Yeah.
If anybody want me involved, you can hit me up on Facebook, inbox me. In any kind of way, you want to be supportive. Like I said, this is not definitely not no gimmick. This is not no kind of propaganda for the church. It's something for the community. All these funds will be put back into it, to the community somehow, to the church, to help build the African-American studies for the movement, and to also to educate, to help someone who may be in need of something throughout the community. We know there's a lot of homeless people also in the community that the movement can also involve, but it's going to take, you know, a little finance. But I said, y'all would like to even get any kind of donations or love offerings, you can also contact me also on that note. But until then, I hope that I can, who I was listening, be involved and be a part of the movement on December 2nd at the Mission Baptist Church, located 1115 Tuscus Avenue, Gadsden, Alabama.
Cool deal, man. Cool deal. I know I had you saying a lot there, man, but I just definitely want to let everybody know what you're doing, and so they can support and be a part of it, and know that there are, you know, positive things going on. Like you said, you know, a lot of times we are put in a bad light, but it's great to know that, you know, things like this are going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. I appreciate you again for you being involved, as always. And I appreciate you for allowing me to speak on your show, as always, man, to share the word and give a positive note to people out there, man.
Always, man. Always, man. Are you going to make the mic nice for us tonight?
I'm gonna give you a piece, man, that instilled me with the movement. It's a known piece I said it before, but it's never the point is never gonna die down. It's called, of course, the Chosen Color, and I had to emphasize some things with this name. But no one knows what tomorrow may bring. Some may hope to sing. The song may make them cry, or it may make them wonder why. Wonder about what? How the future may be. You must see that this world that we live in can sometimes be a people's heart to be kindness, or sometimes leave us in a world of blindness. But some people hate that we be in the greater generation, but they were afraid to make a movement to help them a part of a better generation. I was told as a child by my grandmother that if someone wanted to hide something from a black person, they simply put it inside of a book, because other races think we're too senseless to look for the truth of what we have created. But now we're losing day by day. What's going on is all that we can say. We've had many chances, y'all, to be somebody when other races try to hold us back. Knowledge itself is one of many things that we lack to help us get back on the right track to move forward for this movie, y'all, and to never look back. Thank you.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you coming through and blazing the mic as always, man.
All right, have a blessed night, y'all.
You too, man. And there right there was Jamie Winborn, a.k.a. the Poetic Flow Rider, coming through and blazing the mic. And make sure, if you want to know more information about the movement, make sure that you join us on December the 2nd, as well as it's on my page, the flyers on my page, if you would like more information, or inbox me, that sort of deal. And I'll make sure that you get the information. But we're going to keep things going. Again, the phone lines are open. Call 646-668-8072. Again, that's 646-668-8072. And feel free, you know, if you're kind of shy, or you don't like to really talk or anything like that, and you want to get in on the discussion, or you have a topic for tonight, feel free to type it in the comments on Facebook Live, as well as we have a chat on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Just click on tonight's show, and I believe that you also have to log in as well, but create a password, all that good stuff, and you also get updates of the show and reminders and that sort of deal. And you can talk to me during the show as well. I know a lot of people have been using the Facebook Live, and my little technical difficulties have been going on tonight, so we're doing it a little bit different, but we're still here, still have the show going on. And again, just call in, and right after this, I'm gonna again, talk about a situation or situations that have been going on that I think we have kind of missed the mark on when it comes to educating about sexual assault and sexual assault victims, you know. And we'll go into it more, but check out this piece by our very own Elizabeth Wincroft, a.k.a. the Serum of Truth, in the last 50 years. We'll be right back.
In the last 50 years, the black roller coaster ride continued without fail. The last 400 years or so here in America have been a testimony and a rare version of hell, but we blacks hung in there with dreams and aspirations to one day prevail. Even though the continuous foul stench of dead bodies is now stale and lives were stolen, taken, and derailed, the African-American people refused to bail. The Black Panther Party is investigated and exterminated. The Orangeburg Massacre was a disaster, but we still made connections, Alpha Phi and Alpha Kappa. Motown was bringing the sound, and that was pure, not digitally mastered. Incarceration of blacks is the highest in the world. Afros were gone, and we stepped out flat in long curls, because you were less threatening, blending as a swirl. Unnecessary changes we had to make to be acceptable in the world. Michael Jackson's Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. Martin Luther finally got his holiday. Douglas Wilder is the first black governor in U.S. history, and Oprah storms the scene and breaks financial barriers in every way. Rodney King got beat, and the L.A. riots took to the streets. It was OPP and lots of TLC. Queen Latifah was spreading unity in the NYC. Michael Jordan is the best basketball player. What a sight to see. Gangs, drugs, and black-on-black crime came and made a horrific sweep. East Coast, West Coast, all types of beef. The 96 Atlanta Olympics, the African-Americans couldn't be beat. Y2K didn't happen, and we parted like it was 1999. Raynard Johnson was hung from the rope, yet everything looked fine. Arthur Warren Jr., disabled, beaten, kicked, and ran over four times. Bob Johnson sells BET. And the blacks have a huge discrepancy. The World Trade Centers were no more. Royville was lynched and Yvette Smith shot by the cops after opening her front door. And many of us were serving and dying in a terrorist war. Bush's reign ended. America spoke up and the White House was very different. You would have thought hell froze over and angels were descending when D.C. finally got some pigment. Barack Obama is the man and Oscar Grant was shot in the back. Blacks were rolling pretty hard, but we were still considered just black. And this American dream was not for us, and don't get caught on the wrong track. Don Amos with racial comics, nappy-headed no-nos. 10 years into the new millennium, and African Americans are still taking the blows. Obama gets a second term and puts terrorism to bed. Next thing you know, Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown were dead. Sharmeika Moffitt burned alive for wearing an Obama t-shirt. The blacks have endured, but are still unbelievably in the red. They tried to take everything away from the blacks, and they had given so much. How would life really be if they raised from the dead and took back all of their stuff? Took back the sweat, tears, hard work, and inventions. Things sure would be tough. It's time to believe that being black is more than enough. To be what's destined, display honor, pride, and trust for one another and unite in this fight, because the world we have to make history in is tough. The quest for equality is ongoing, and the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness tree we want and deserve to pluck. Even though we arrive against our will, we roll with the punches and try not to get stuck. Being born black in America shouldn't be bad luck. Being black in America means you have to be prepared for all types of stuff. But preservation and survival of the fittest is key, and without it, you must call the oppressor's bluff. Being black is beautiful and brilliant. Being black is an up and not a spiraling down. Reality check. Being black comes with shadiness from the beginning, yet the Moorish presence is profound. Black has earned its right to be here, and black history is rich and sound. Through burnings, whippings, bombings, lynchings, black has never laid down. The brainwashing is severe and deeply rooted into every country, city, and town. The chains need to be removed from the minds, hearts, and souls of man, then accurately report what is found. That even in the last 50 years, prejudice and racism is alive and well and on our tail and continue to draw flesh by the pound. Black history conveys a very vivid picture and storyline. Even though we are black, we are not going to let anything turn us around. Join.
And that was that piece by the Serum of Truth. The last 50 years. Appreciate you tuning in, man. Again, if you would like to come through, make the mic nice, share a piece, get in on the discussion, bring up a discussion, make the mic nice by sharing a spoken word, singing, whatever the case may be, you have the opportunity to do so. Again, the call-in number is 646-668-8072. And again, I mentioned earlier about sexual assault victims, and you know, it's been this ongoing thing this past year with different sexual assault victims coming out, and I really appreciate what one of the listeners came in and commented on, Miss Tammy White. She said, just wanted to say that the senator, please don't disregard these ladies' stories. No one knows unless they've been in that situation. And that's so important, because, you know, we can be so defensive sometimes because of, you know, like, say, for instance, with the situation with the senator, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, why would they wait to do it? Same thing with the Bill Cosby situation. Why did they wait and come out to do it? And, you know, there's certain people that we, you know, we trust, we feel like we know, we feel like we've connected with over the years. And so it's kind of like, you know, we can't see them doing stuff like that. But it's so important that we don't just shun these ladies no matter how long they've waited to come out. And I want to talk about, first of all, I'm going to give some statistics and talk about sexual assault victims. But I found this fact sheet that talks about reporting sexual assault and why people often don't do it. You know, people just look at it as like, why did they wait? You know, if this was me. But again, like someone just said, unless you've been in their shoes, you just don't know. I mean, you don't know. But every 98 seconds, another person experiences sexual assault. Sexual assault affects hundreds of thousands of Americans each year. And while we're making progress, the number of assaults has fallen by more than half since 1993. Even today, only 6 out of every 1,000 rapists end up in prison. And some more statistics. Man, this is a really good layout. If you want to check out this layout, it's a website called Rinn, R-I-N-N, Rinn like raining, but with two N's, rainn.org. And man, this is a phenomenal layout as far as, you know, how they have this put together on the website. But it talks about so many things. Let's see, I'm gonna bring some stuff up. I mean, it's pretty well organized. But the scope of the problem, it talks about how often sexual assaults occur, and things like that. When it comes to the number of people victimized every year, 80,600 inmates were sexually assaulted or raped. Children, 6,000 children were victims of substantiated or indicated sexual abuse. 321,500 Americans 12 and older were sexually assaulted or raped. 18,900 experienced unwanted sexual contact. Men, women, and children, all there's not just women that are children, you know, there are also men who are sexually assaulted as well. One out of every 6 American women have been victims of an attempted or completed rape in her lifetime. 14.8 have been completed and 2.8% were attempted. About 3% of American men, which is 1 in 33, have experienced an attempted or completed rape in their lifetime. And the majority of child victims are 12 to 17. Wow. I think that's especially, you know, when you think about what's going on. A majority of children victims are 12 to 14. Of victims under the age of 18, 34% of the victims of sexual assault and rape are under age 12. 66% of victims of sexual assault and rape are ages 12 to 17. And, you know, again, you know, one of the things that's going on with the whole Roy Moore situation, and, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm trying to stay unbiased. But I think it's so important that, again, that we look at these women who have come out and not just dismiss their story, but something's not right. Something is definitely not right, especially with so many women coming out. And don't get me wrong, you know, I know people do vicious stuff and do stuff for whatever reason, but it's important that we do not discredit anyone that has come out and said this has happened to me, because I know a lot of times we want to do that, especially when it's been years and years. But again, we're going to talk about some of the reasons why rapes or sexual assaults are not reported. The majority of sexual assaults occur at or near the home. 55% are near or at the victim's home, 15% in open public, 12% at a relative's house, 8% on school property, 10% in an undisclosed but public area such as a parking lot or garage. Again, make sure y'all check out this website, and I'm gonna share it on my Facebook page right now. So if you want to kind of follow along with me, and if you're on Blog Talk Radio and you're listening to me, make sure you link up with me on Facebook at Lyrical Forte or LaQuentin Lyrical Forte Raglan as well. But I just shared it on my Facebook page, the statistics and things like that. Let's see, it has a layout of, yeah, we talked about the victims, women. Males and boys are also affected by sexual violence. Again, male college students are at risk. Males ages 18 to 24 who are college students are approximately 5 times more likely than non-students of the same age to be the victim of rape or sexual assault. And I guess that's probably one of those things that's unreported, because we don't kind of link up, we don't link sexual assault with male victims or men, you know, per se. But college students 18 to 24, males are 5 times more likely to be sexually assaulted. Transgender students are at higher risk for sexual assault, and sexual violence can be a long-term effect. Have a long-term effect on victims. The likelihood that a person suffers suicidal or depressive thoughts increase after sexual violence. 94% of women who are raped experience symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, during the 2 weeks following the rape. 30% of females report symptoms of PTSD 9 months after the rape. Some contemplated suicide, and 13% of women actually attempt suicide. Approximately 70% of rape and sexual assault experience moderate to severe distress. And I'm throwing these numbers out just to give y'all a picture of, you know, things that are going on or the numbers out there. Let's see what else it has on his website as well. It talks about children and teens. It talks about predators of sexual violence. 28% are by strangers. 7 out of 10 rapes are committed by someone who knows the victim. 45% are committed by an acquaintance. 25% are committed by a current or former spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend. 6% are committed by more than one person or the victim cannot remember. And 1% are committed by non-spouse relatives. And we also have another comment on here that says, if sexual assault has never happened to you, you don't know what these women or men go through who are victims of sexual assault. Please do not judge. It's really sad that so many people are condemning these women. That is one of the reasons that victims of sexual assault don't speak up. That is actually correct. And again, we're going to talk about the reasons why these things go underreported or aren't reported at all because of the the shaming, like Miss Janice on Facebook said. And again, I think that we miss opportunities like this to educate instead of, you know, shaming these women or men and, or children for why they wait to report or why they don't report. And again, I think it's important, even though this is a small platform, I think it's important for me to at least do my due diligence to speak on the situation and have an open discussion about it. And again, if you would like to come through, share a piece, or if you would like to get in on this discussion, if you have something to say that you want to be vocal about it, please do so. The call-in number is 646-668-8072. Let's see. The majority of children and teen victims know their predator. Of sexual assault or sexual abuse cases reported to law enforcement, 93% of juvenile victims knew the perpetrator. Again, 59 were acquaintances, 34 were family members, 7 were strangers to the victim. Half of perpetrators are 30 or older. 50% are 30 and older, 25% are 21 to 29, 18 to 20 are 9%, and 15% are 17 and younger. Race of perpetrators, 57% are white, 27% are black, 8% are unknown ethnicity, 6% other, and 1% mixed group. Perpetrators of sexual assault often have criminal histories. Out of 1,000 suspected rape perpetrators referred to being perpetrators, 370 have at least one prior felony conviction. 520 will be released either because they posted bail or for whatever other reason while awaiting trial. 70% of released perpetrators will be arrested for committing another crime before their case is decided. Majority of released prisoners are rearrested for a new crime within 3 years. And again, man, this website has a really good layout about it. Talks about campus sexual violence. Man, there are so many things, man. There's a really good movie or documentary that talks about campus sexual violence. And man, it's really good. I can't think of it, but I'll make sure I post that on the page. But it talks about different sexual assault cases on college campuses. It also has the featured case with Jameis Winston, who was a football player, quarterback for Florida State a few years ago, who now plays for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, it's crazy what's going on college campuses as well when it talks about campus sexual assault. I know a couple of years ago, was it last year, with the swimmer school up north who didn't receive a harsh penalty for raping a young lady on campus. Man, it's so many things. It talks about the criminal justice system as well. And see, I think this is a big thing too. This is a really big thing, and it's going to lead into the discussion about why people do not report. The vast majority of perpetrators will not go to jail or prison. The vast majority of perpetrators will not go to jail or prison. Out of every 1,000 rapes, 994 perpetrators will walk free. Wow. Wow. Again, out of 1,000 rapes, 994 perpetrators will walk free. So out of 1,000 people who commit rapes, only 6 will lead to some kind of trouble. 310 are reported to police. 57 reports lead to arrest. 11 cases get referred to prosecutors. 7 cases will lead to a felony conviction, and 6 rapists will be incarcerated. Perpetrators of sexual assault are less likely to go to jail or prison than any other criminals. Wow. Again, perpetrators of sexual violence are less likely to go to jail or prison than any other criminal. Out of 1,000 robberies, 619 are reported to police. When you think about it, compared to rapes, 167 compared to 57 rapes of robberies of, well, 167 reports of robberies compared to 57 reports to rapes will lead to an arrest. 22 will lead to a felony. 20 robberies will be incarcerated. Again, man, this website is really good. Again, I just shared it on my Facebook page, so definitely check it out. But I want to talk about this right here as well, about, and this is information that I'm getting from Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault. Again, I'm getting this information that I'm about to read from Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault. And it talks about how not all survivors find it necessary to report sexual assault to the criminal justice system in order to move forward from their experience. In fact, some criminal justice system re-victimizes them in its process. Again, in fact, some feel that the criminal justice system re-victimizes them in the process. Some survivors find that the services provided by a rape crisis or a recovery center or a familiar provider are the only services they feel comfortable pursuing. While measuring rates of sexual violence can be difficult, there is no uncertainty in the national data that the majority of sexual assaults are never reported to police. They never go reported. A vast majority are never reported to the police. It is believed that only 15.8 to 35% of all sexual assaults are reported to the police, and this comes from the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics. A survivor's relationship with the offender has a strong effect on the likelihood of reporting. So when an offender is an intimate partner or former intimate partner, only 25% of the sexual assaults are reported to police. When an offender is a friend or acquaintance, only 18 to 40% of sexual assaults are reported. Wow. Right. Wow. Somebody says, how about a man get 40 years and only serves 7 days? Yeah. It also says when an offender is a stranger, between 46 to 66% of sexual assaults are reported. And when they are a friend or acquaintance, again, it's 18 to 40% of sexual assaults are reported. And survivors cite, these are some reasons why survivors of sexual assault assaults cite the reasons why they don't report. Fear of reprisal, fear of the perpetrator retaliating against them. Personal matter, maybe a family situation, maybe a situation where the family is good friends with them. They don't want their family to find out. They don't want other people to find out. They report it to a different official. Not important. They feel it's not important enough to the respondent, to the person who they're reporting it to. They feel like the situation has been undermined. Again, these are reasons that survivors report why they don't report sexual assaults. They believe that the police would not do anything to help. Again, out of 1,000 people, only 6 lead to some kind of punishment or arrest or whatever. You know, so it just kind of goes along with what they're saying, why they believe it. They believe that police could not do anything to help. They don't want the offender to get in trouble with the law. And again, it's probably because they had some kind of history with them before, whether, you know, it was an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend, what else? And they did not, again, want their family to know or someone else to know. They didn't know how to report it. They didn't know the steps of reporting it. They fear the justice system. They feel like their crime wasn't serious enough. They feel that there's lack of evidence and unsure about the perpetrator's intent, because that's one of those things. If you don't report it quickly, immediately, then there's really there's probably really no case. How do you prove it? How do you prove it in order to find these people or the perpetrator at fault? And the last one is because they're unsure about the perpetrator's intent. Due to partial to low reporting rates, only 9% of all rapes get prosecuted. Only 5% of the cases lead to a felony conviction, and only 3% of rapists will spend a day in prison. Like someone said on our Facebook Live, how about a man getting 4 years and only serving 7 days? This right here says only 3% of rapists will spend a day in prison, and the other 97% of people walk free. So the next time when you hear about these different sexual assault victims and why you question why they're only coming out now, I hope that this makes it a little clearer why people don't. Because people don't talk about this. People don't address this. They just want to jump to the conclusion of, oh, why did they wait 40 years or 30 years or however long to report it, instead of addressing why they waited. And why they waited is not talked about. But we're going to keep things going, man. We still have, man, time left in the show, man. It's going by fast, but I appreciate each and every one of you who are tuned in and have joined us. Again, we're doing this every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is always 646-668-8072, and I have a caller on the line with the last 4 digits of 1643. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Ragland, it's Anthony.
What's going on, man?
Hey, brother. What's up, man?
Man, I can't complain, man.
Those statistics that you just gave, as far as the sexual assault go, I believe nowadays that those statistics are even going to get lower, as they were, because of social media and all that. I know you probably spoke with my sister, and she told you that I've been with my share of women in my time. So I've spoke to a lot of women about that, and most women nowadays they're not really afraid of the perpetrator not being arrested. They're more afraid of what's going to happen on Facebook, because when you hear about a woman getting sexually assaulted now, most women. I mean, men do it too, but most women are really judgmental about it. And I believe that the victim is blamed a lot more than they used to be. You know, what was she wearing? And, you know, and then you're all over Facebook. You know, you get raped or sexually assaulted. Either it's the woman's fault or she's seeking attention. So most women don't want to come out with that now.
Yeah. Man, you bring up that's a great point when you bring in the aspect of social media and how quick things go. And now, you know, we live in a time period, you know, where, you know, I think it was like last year at the beach, a sexual assault was happening on the beach with tons of thousands of people on the beach watching it happen and someone recording it. But I mean, don't help her or don't go and report it or anything. So when you talk about the aspect of social media that social media plays in it is, especially when it comes to shaming women and things like that, man, you're right. It goes to even a different concern.
You're right. And I believe that, I mean, I've never really been in the courtroom with all that, but I believe that, you know, the defense attorney would love any woman who's been sexually assaulted's Facebook page, because, I mean, you can turn it around on a woman or a man, you know, women. I mean, it happens to men too, but, I mean, that's why you got to be careful with the things that you post nowadays, because, I mean, anything can be turned against you.
Yeah. You're right, man, and it's crazy how people turn things around like that, you know, instead of looking at, you know, what's happening. And, you know, again, you know, unless they go and get a rape kit done, you know, how can they prove it? How will it be provable in a court of law? Because even though it happened, how do they prove it to, you know, them getting the justice that they deserve for this happening.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but I think it's one of those things,
I mean,
that as you know, especially as, you know, as men, we have to, you know, be aware of what we're doing and be responsible and hold ourselves accountable for the things that we do.
Right. I agree.
What were you going to say before that?
I was going to say, the whole rape kit and all that thing, that's from what's going on now. I don't know if it's always been like that, but now women are so into the I guess bondage and rape fantasy that now it gets even harder to prove. I saw something the other day about a woman who she wrote a book about you know, getting raped and liking it and, you know, all that, and her book went viral and she made millions of dollars, and then she was raped by a fan, and she, you know, she tried to prosecute, and obviously, you know, they didn't prosecute him because he used, "Hey, you wrote it in your book, so I thought you wanted it," kind of thing. So, I mean,
wow.
It just, yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's crazy.
And,
out,
I mean,
there, but,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just finna say, yeah, that's, and you know, that's another reason why it goes on, you know, underreported, because, you know, women shame themselves. Was it something that I did to make them think that's what I wanted, or, you know, was it what I was wearing to make them think, hey, this is what I wanted, you know? But I think at the same time, even though, you know, things are going on like this, I know that now, and I'm not for sure if it's national law, but I know there's a lot of things now going on with, I believe it's called Title 13, with sexual assaults on college campuses, that college campuses are doing more to educate people on campus about sexual assault and make themselves more available, because in the past, even on college campuses, it hasn't been a way for people to really report and be taken seriously. And then when you throw in athletes at big Division I schools, that's another aspect of, you know, people covering up things and things not going like they should.
Yeah, I think in the past 10 years, that's gotten a lot better, though. I mean, they've done a lot less looking away. You know, they don't care if you're Butch Jones or, you know, the New England Patriots coach, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, they're doing stuff about it now, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. You is, and I know you say the past 10 years, but I wouldn't even say that, especially with the you know, I think the biggest, the most recent thing that has come out with sexual assault when it comes to college campuses and sports, you know, is the swimmer who didn't get a real sentence.
Was that the guy from Duke?
I don't think it was Duke. I want to say Stanford, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But only received.
I know there was some guys from Duke, the lacrosse team or something.
Yeah, and that's even more back. But I think that they will make a push forward, and people should make a push to educate more on college campuses and let there be a standard chain of commandments or chain in place for things to go reported and hold these people accountable with things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in the later days, Heather, you know, my fiance, she was thinking of getting like a support group page going on mm-hmm. where I don't know if it's going to be open to men and women, because I mean it does happen to men too, but I think this one's probably going to be just for women, because I mean most women, you know, they'll talk if it's women among, but if they see a man,
right.
you know, they get kind of distant. But you know, I
right.
spoke to her about that because you know it happens to, I mean, you say it happens to whatever statistic you said, but I think it's closer to 9 out of 10 women. You know, some kind of form. You know, maybe not physical, but I believe that women need, you know, other women to talk to. So, I mean, if she gets that page going up, you know, I'll call in the later weeks and, you know, inform the callers of that.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Please do so.
But anyways, I'm going to hop off here. I appreciate you taking my call.
Likewise, man. Appreciate you coming through.
No problem, man. Have a good night.
You too. And that right there was Mr. Anthony. I guess he's cool now, Mr. Anthony. I know him as Tony. Appreciate you calling through, coming through and calling and giving us that tidbit. But, man, I think has been a great show, man. And we still have a little time left in the show if you would like to come through and make the mic nice. But I'm going to play a track. And again, the phone lines are open, 646-668-8072. I think it's been a great conversation. Appreciate each and every one of you coming through. And hey, we'll be right back.
I know they see you when they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's evident. They can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. Situations will approach you, and opportunities to fade, shade, and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent, and believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light.
You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's sadder than they can see it. They won't end it, but it's not for the taking. It's not for the changing, no, it's not for remixing. It's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. I'll fight for you. There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it. Scream shouted and forced it to move off that groove it made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The clowns we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusion, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting with what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music. Yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready, girl, I'll fight for you. Your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I fight for you.
What's up?
And they say, you only live once, so live it up tonight. I hope we live twice, cause I can't wait to give up this life. Don't get me wrong, I love my fam and my experience. Been around the world and back, 7 wonders I done seen them. Number 8 is just us wondering what happens when we perish. And I don't want no regrets, I'ma tell the ones I cherish that I love them, thinking of them on this red eye flight to Paris. If I die before I wake, have my wake, please tell my parents that your son will positively wake in paradise. Life is like a paradise, so watch the ones you rolling with. Roll a clip of my life. You gon' see a bunch of empty bottles, broken hearts and blurry nights. Facebook likes and Twitter follows. I'm not living for today, cause tomorrow's looking pleasant and the future is a gift. Even though this is the present, yeah, I do believe in heaven, but my actions ain't the key. Them gates remain locked if everything follow me.
So I don't know when I come to the end of my road, and they ask me what's the word, the hurt and the pain in the life I chose. I'll do it again in a heartbeat, heartbeat, heart, heart, heartbeat. I tell them I'll do it again in a heartbeat, heartbeat, heart, heart, heartbeat. And I got no regrets.
You're not a leader cause they follow you on Twitter, and you're not a man based upon your age and your gender. If you die tonight, you probably die for it. Chasing toys, objectifying these women, thinking they gon' bring you joy. Don't you want more than last night? Bragging rights, what's your life? I know it's hard to think about underneath these flashing lights. Crash the surface, money's worthless when it comes to finding purpose. If you keep the end in focus, you can't keep it when it's over. And when it's over, there's something else starts. Only thing that's really gonna matter is that hope inside your heart. What you trusting in, what you lusting in for that busting mama that's strutting in. And you popping bottles, you throwing dollars, that's cool. But part of this just in that you gon' live forever, whether you want to or not. Some of us gon' end up holy, some of us gon' end up hot. Tell this life to keep my problems, kiss my mama when I'm gone. Tell her I have no regrets, and I'm home, I'm home.
I'll do it again in a heartbeat, heartbeat, heart, heart, heartbeat. I
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And again, man, I appreciate you all coming through for another great Tuesday, man. And I hope that our discussion today on sexual assault, I hope that it makes you rethink next time you question someone who alleges that they have been a victim of sexual assault, that you think twice about saying something negative. Because, again, like many of our callers said, if you haven't been in that situation, you don't know. I mean, I've read statistics about why it goes underreported and what happens when they do report it. So I hope that, again, that we have shed light on it. And, excuse me, this definitely won't be a situation that we'll just let go by, but this will be a situation that I think I have to bring up again and again and again to let people know that what's going on, these people that are coming out and, you know, saying that they have been victimized, it shouldn't be downplayed and it shouldn't be just one of those things of, ah, they just trying to get back or, ah, they just trying to, you know, keep them from doing this or keep from doing that. But really think about if that was you. If you were in that situation, how would you feel? Would you be the person? Would you be able to tell? How would you ultimately, honestly feel about it if you were victimized in that way? Wouldn't you want someone to believe you? Wouldn't you want someone to hear you and hear what you say, ask the truth, because this is what happened to you? So just be mindful of that. Again, make sure you check out the article on my page for Rain, RAINN.org, and their statistics and the layout, because, man, I actually learned something myself with these statistics that I've read. And again, I hope that it makes you rethink the next time you second guess or you try to discredit someone's story or someone's situation of what happened to them and what they encountered. And it's important, so important, especially Alabama. We vote December 12th. I strongly suggest that you vote. I strongly suggest that you vote and you really look at what's going on and don't let you being a part of or affiliated with a certain party that keeps you from voting, ultimately what your conscience tells you. Because again, think about what if you were in that situation. Think about how you would feel. Don't let pride get to you. Don't let again, you being affiliated with a certain party make you go against what you ultimately feel. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. But as always, man, I want to leave you with something encouraging to help you not only for today but throughout the week. But be the reason someone smiles, not only today but tomorrow. And be strong enough to stand alone, smart enough to know when you need help, and brave enough to ask for it. Every day is a new day, and you'll never be able to find happiness if you don't move on. Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. Oh, wow, man. And there are only two types of pain in this world: pain that hurts you and pain that changes you. It's a beautiful thing when a career and a passion comes together. Train your mind to see the good in every situation. Thank you, and we'll see you on the radio.
Through all I've gone through, Lord, it was you. Through all I've gone through, Lord, it was you, yeah.
God did it for them, just said.